put yourself in an impossible situation, so now it looks like the impossible is possible because you're in an impossible situation. It's an impossible situation to be in a situation where you could be alone and without help. It's an impossible situation to think you could be without your Creator. It's an impossible situation to think that you're guilty. It's an impossible situation to think that you're trapped in any situation. It's an you're in an impossible situation because you believe it's possible to be in an impossible situation. I believe it's possible for me to walk around the world lonely. Well, now you're in the situation that it looks like you can walk around the world lonely. You believe in the impossible situation, so it looks like you are now in the impossible situation. Paragraph 8. I know. If I do it right, I'll make you uncomfortable. So I must be one of the most righteous people on earth. Okay, abilities must be developed before you can use your abilities. Your abilities must be developed before you can use your abilities. They must be developed. This is true not only of any, this is not true of anything that God created. Nothing that God created needs to develop any abilities. Nothing that the Creator created needs to develop any abilities. No God child needs to develop abilities. But it's the kind of solution possible for what you've made. Okay, so you're in this impossible situation that you think you could be unhappy or unloved or less than what you really are. That's an impossible situation. So the court says, in an impossible situation, you can develop your abilities to the point where they get you out of it. Since you are in an impossible situation, then we're going to give you the ability to develop your potentials until you get out of this impossible situation. You're going to develop until you take yourself out of the situation that's making you unhappy. You're going to develop the abilities to get you out of whatever situation is making you unhappy. Hello? Yeah. Is that okay?
That's
good. All right. Now the truth is, according to the Course in Miracles, is that if you were aware of who you really are, then there really wouldn't be the need to develop any abilities because you'd already realize you're an unlimited being. But since we don't realize we're an unlimited being, we need to develop the ability to realize we're an unlimited being. Because we're in an impossible situation.
Yeah.
What's an impossible situation? It's a situation in which you believe you're limited. So in the situation that you see yourself as limited, you're in an impossible situation. So you need to develop your abilities to get out of that impossible situation. But since it's a potential and not a reality, then you must understand it's natural to have doubts while you're developing abilities. So don't spend all your time trying to get rid of your doubt when it's natural to have doubt when you're developing abilities. Most people are trying to focus on getting rid of the doubt instead of putting the energy into developing the ability. All day long, let me get rid of my doubt. Let me get rid of it. No, would you develop the ability to get your butt out of that situation? That's what you should be putting your attention. Not trying to get rid of your doubt, because you got to get rid of your doubt automatically as you develop the ability to the point that you can accomplish it. It's built into the system. When you can ride a bicycle, then you're no longer doubting about your ability to ride a bicycle, but while you're learning how to ride a bicycle, you're scared that you can be. So it's natural when you try to develop a new ability to have doubts. Whew. I know that feel good.
Yeah.
I know it. Let's forget that quickly. Thanks, brother. Thank you so much. Ah, that's great. That's great. All right. Are you in an impossible situation in some area of your life?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you need to develop the ability to get out of that impossible situation?
Yeah.
Are you willing to accept that just because you need to develop the ability to get this situation solved, you're going to have some doubt because you haven't accomplished it yet?
Yes.
Okay, so will you stop feeling bad about having doubts about what you're trying to do when it's natural to have doubts about what you do when you can't do it yet?
Yes.
Will everybody stop being unnatural and try to get rid of their doubts when it's natural to doubt? Okay, that's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
See, I gotta have my right brain still lay down.
Yeah.
Okay. It's great to know I got a right brain. Okay. Now here's the next step.
This is cool. I think we're all together on this. Okay, we're loving and we're lovable, but we've forgotten that we are.
So we have to develop the ability to realize who we really are. Why are we trying to develop the abilities that would get us out of this impossible situation where we think we could be lonely or afraid or sick or sad or limited in any way? We're going to have doubts because we don't know how to do it yet in the impossible situation. So we all admit we're ready to develop so that we can get past anything in the past that's held us back. That's why we're here this morning, right? Okay, here are the rules. The next thing is you have a guide to how to develop your new abilities. You have a guide. Didn't say you are the guide. It said you have a guide. Didn't say you are the guide to developing your new abilities. So your ego is going, okay, what is it I need to do to get myself out of this impossible situation? See, that's the ego. It's the part that thinks everything is up to it to do all alone, even though it doesn't know what it's doing, because it's the part that doesn't even have the ability. It's crazy when you hear it, right? Okay, it's just like me never having flown a plane in my life, telling myself I'm about to guide myself through the process by myself. How successful am I going to be? Okay, I wouldn't want to get in your plane either. Now. You're not going to go on the Earl Perry ride?
No.
There are a lot of people I could recommend. They tell you about the Earl Perry ride. What about people? Have you ever been to ride you?
No.
You remember that fondly too, though. Okay. You have a guide to how to develop your abilities, but you have no commander except yourself. So you are the commander, but you aren't the guide. You are the commander. Yeah. Got to have a role. I assign you the role of commander. That sounds important, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm the commander, but I don't know where the hell where I'm going, but I am the commander. You just be clear about that, okay? And then the court says, when you read it with humor, it comes to life. It's just not words on the page. Then he says, you have no guide to how to develop the ability. You have a guide to how to develop the abilities, but you have no commander except you. Now, what does it mean to be the commander, but not the guide? Well, if you're the commander, then it leaves you in charge of your own joy. The kingdom. You're the one that's ultimately in charge of whether or not you allow the guide to teach you how to develop the ability that gives you happiness. You are the commander. Now, here's a good deal. You're in charge of your happiness, but you have a guide to find it and a means to keep it. I want you to show me how to get to what I want, and I want you to show me how to keep it. Because I have to do both of them. Because sometimes I seem like I get it, but I can't hold on to it. So I not only want you to show me how to receive it, I want you to show me how to keep it. So I am the commander, which means I'm in charge as to whether or not it happens for me. But I'm not the guide. I'm the commander. I'm the one that says, let's go up the river, Polo. You know, and then Polo says, well, you go this way. See, I was the commander. He wouldn't have went that way if I hadn't have been the commander to ask him to go that way. So you're the commander. So you need to ask the universe, ask the creator, ask your higher self to show you the way. Because you're in an impossible situation. You think you're not completely safe and loved all the time. That's impossible. Don't you be trusting your lying eyes.
Oh, that was hot.
Don't be trusting your lying eyes. Write that down.
That's right. Write that down, Pam. Pam is writing down all that. She's a stenographer of God. She writes it down. She writes it down. Take it slow. Now the court says you have a model to follow who will strengthen your command
and never detract from your command in any way. So